Professor James Nichols. Welcome to Microscopio. In this interview, we are going to talk about the new Journal of Applied Laboratory Medicine of the AACC.
Sure, that sounds fine. So I'm medical director of clinical chemistry and point of care testing at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, and I am the deputy editor of the Journal of Analytical Laboratory Medicine. This is a journal that started about 3 years ago. It first came out in 2016, and the objective of the journal is to be an international peer-reviewed publication. It showcases relevant laboratory topics and applied and translational research. And we want to highlight the practice of clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. So that's sort of an overview of the journal and, you know, when it was first produced. It is online only. The first year was picked up and we had print versions, but it is published every other month. And so you will see new content coming out regularly, and it is online. So as soon as publications are accepted, they're available in preview form online even before they come out in officially in that edition of the journal.
And do we have to have a username, or we can just read it directly from the website?
You can read it directly from the website, but if you want to submit or review one of the articles, you'll need a username and password.
And who publish? What can professionals do to publish their articles or their research work in the journal?
Sure. So everyone is encouraged to submit their articles. We have a variety of different types of articles that are available. We'll consider submissions for publication on laboratory methods, evidence-based laboratory medicine, flow cytometry, hemostasis, management, health economics, best practices, test utilization, critical care, and even pediatric laboratory medicine. So there's a variety of formats, from case studies to letters to the editor. We have short as well as long types of manuscripts, mini reviews. So depending on the type of study, depending on the format, whether it was a case format that you're looking to put in, or a focused study, which is more like 750 to 1,500 words. Depending on that, you can put in a short or a longer full-scale manuscript. So we encourage everyone to really think about their research and certainly submit for us.
And what is the website? Where can we read this journal?
Sure. It's at jalm.org. So that is the Journal of Analytical Laboratory Medicine, .org.
And talking about the beginning of the journal, how was the editorial board constituted?
So the editorial board really was brought together from experts in the field of laboratory medicine and those who showed interest in applied laboratory medicine, meaning that these are articles that are cutting edge, but they're also the types of articles that other journals wouldn't typically publish, like method correlations, validation studies, new methodologies in the literature, and how they impacted patient outcomes in the laboratory, as well as interesting cases from the standpoint of interferences, and other types of articles.
What is the language of publication?
It is English, primarily.
Good. And anything else you would like to say about it?
Sure. I would say that all of the instructions for submission are on the website, and we're encouraging. I know this was brought in from the Latin American side. We have been watching different countries where submissions are coming from. We really are doing this interview and promoting this to try to promote to the Latin American audience that the journal is available. It is going for indexing in spring of next year. So articles that are published now, even if it's indexed next spring, everything from the first publication will be indexed. So that's something to keep in mind. And you'll see a number of, I'd encourage your readers and individuals to go on, take a look at some of the articles that are in there, as well as the different formats of articles that they can publish in. We also have forums for discussion of policies and even regulatory issues in the field. So it's not just U.S.-centric. It really is dealing with best practices worldwide for laboratory medicine.
Well, Professor James Nichols, it's been a pleasure to have this piece of news in El Microscopio.
Great. I'm really pleased that you're interested in talking about the journal.
We invite our audience to go to the website, to the AACC website, and visit this new Journal of Applied Laboratory Medicine.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.